Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. Today, I'm going to highlight my 2023 NFL draft prospect, defensive tackle Jalen Carter out of the University of Georgia. Excuse me, I adjust my hat. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. University of Georgia, coming off a national championship. Lost a lot of people to the NFL, baby. I believe they had 6 players taken in the first round of the 2022 NFL draft. Now think about this. Jordan Davis went in the first round. Devontae Wyatt went in the first round. Quay Walker went in the first round. Lewis Sin went in the first round. All those guys went in the first round, baby. Then Channing Tandale got drafted. Nakobe Dean got drafted. But I'm going to go back to the defensive side of the ball. If you listen to any NFL scout, even from last season up till now, a consensus of the NFL scouts, the scout on the high level, said this young man, Jalen Carter, was the best football player on that defense last year. So if I'm a Georgia fan, I wouldn't be too upset of worrying about the D-line because you got a generational type player. 6'3", 310. This guy, even though granted, in 2 seasons, 51 tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, 3 sacks. I guarantee you those numbers are going to go up. And when I think about my 62 years on earth, following college football, this guy's skill set is almost similar. When I think about the great defensive tackles of college football that play inside, that got effort and that's athletic, I think about a guy from his hometown down there in Florida, Mr. Warren Sapp. Akaloka. I want to say the right thing, but I hope I'm not mispronouncing. But he's from the same neighborhood in that same high school. So there must be some in the water down there where they from. And Warren Sapp say this kid has got the skills to be much better than him. Then you think about Cortez Kennedy, another great Miami defensive tackle. Then you think about Jerome Brown. Then you think about Reggie White, who I saw play at Tennessee. Then Kenneth Sims at Texas, Wilson Whitley at Houston, Randy White at Maryland, Brian Braggs at Alabama, Roll Tide. When I went to the University of Arkansas, it was 2 guys. When I got on campus in 78, there was hell of a defensive tackles. Dan Hampton, by way of the Chicago Bears, 85. Jimmy Walker, who was a consensus All-American. Tommy Harris at Oklahoma. Vince Wilfork, another U, Miami. Mean Joe Green in North Texas State. And Bubba Smith in Michigan State. This young man has got all that skill level set to be as good as those guys when they played on the college level. But looking overall, him being that D tackle, I expect to see him play at a high level because that skill set, the quickness, A+. penetration in the backfield, A+. Jalen Carter, his toughness, A+. And the one thing I liked about him, when he got his snaps, the pursuit and the hustle and the effort as a D tackle. And he constantly showed effort, A+. He established the line of scrimmage when he was in the football game. That's why Georgia was so good and had that generational defense last year. He can collapse the pocket as a pass rusher, A+. The balance as a D tackle, A+. The discipline as a D tackle, A+. A freak of nature. 5.15 40-yard dash. 30-inch vertical. Windmill dunk at 6'3", 315. And the athletic proudness, A+. No matter what Georgia does this year, whether they come back and play in the college football playoffs or if they run through the SEC East, I guarantee you Jalen Carter is going to be a first-team All-American, and he's going to be one of the top three players pound for pound in college football. That's how good this guy is. And it's no question about it. He's going to be the best in the country and the most successful defensive tackle. The Dawg Nation, you should be very, very excited about him. When he said and gone, a lot of people are going to be still saying about that 22 defense that had all those players going in the first round this year, from Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt, to Quay Walker, to Lewis Sin. But make no bones, they're going to be mentioning Jalen Carter in his own way in the 2023 NFL draft. I love the young man as a football player. So my final words about Jalen Carter is just like the Bee Gees, a great group back in 78, 79. Well, when you can tell, by the way, I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, and there's no time to talk. See, Jalen Carter and sit back in the spotlight and let everybody get their flowers. But make no bone, he's going to be that dog that's going to do a lot of walking in the defensive line this year for the University of Georgia.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Logan Landers. Ooh-wee! Jalen Carter, Dawg Nation, the University of Georgia. That gentleman is a special football player of Vincent Turner. 100 yards of football. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.